This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Yes, our next guest is Bradley Storrow, who is an actor in the new production of Sense and Sensibility, the musical. So this is a great twist on an old favourite.
What? Yeah.
A musical?
A musical. Yes. I've heard of such a thing.
So this is I'm very interested to see how this will work, because I don't know that I've necessarily heard of Jane Austen being turned into a musical before, but
it has been attempted previously. I said, look, I haven't seen them myself, so I can't speak to the results.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to make any assumptions here, but yes, it's like, it'll be interesting to see what everyone's opinions of it will be. I personally think it's wonderful, but you know.
Yeah. I'm sure you guys have done it better. But before we get into the show, Bradley, could you tell us a little bit about your background in the arts? Like you came to be a performer and what inspired that?
Oh, gosh. Well, I am a music theatre performer, a cabaret reprobate, erstwhile arts reviewer occasionally, and just generally unemployable. Oh, gosh. And I just came to the arts. Started off in community theatre when I was about 16, like a lot of people, and I grew up in country Victoria, so that was my start in the local arts. And then I moved to Melbourne when I was 18, and so I won't tell you what year it was, but yeah, and since then just worked, studied at Patrick Studios Australia doing their music theatre course, and then have worked in the local independent music theatre scene and the cabaret arts for the past 8 or 9 years now, so
and,
you know.
And how has it been? Well, the last 2 years have been terrible, but were you getting along okay? You know, like,
I don't know. It's like most things. I think some years you have slow years in one field, so you swap to another, and then that one, but, you know, slow down's a bit, so you swap to the other. So like most music theatre people, you have to be very versatile and willing to, you know, rebrand and like reconfigure what you're doing in order to just to be able to take advantage of what's going on around you.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. Now, like, tell us, Sense and Sensibility. Mm. You're like very, very famous.
Yes,
book and movies, millions of movies.
I
made
know
of it.
The very famous movie adaptation, written and starring Emma Thompson, and but also starring Kate Winslet, Alan Rickman. So you know the very, very big English prestige picture. Sadly, we don't have any of them for this show. I'm sorry, everyone, not to disappoint you. The Emma Thompson was unavailable. We were in talks with her people, but she's just like. sorry, maybe next year. Next time we do it. Yeah, so I'm very excited about this. I'll be honest, I haven't actually seen the movie adaptation. I knew the original text. I've kind of made a little vow not to watch the movie till after we've done the show so that I don't bring in the things from that.
Has there been a movie of the musical?
There's been a movie of the original book. There hasn't been a movie musical version of it yet. I mean, that's the next step. Make a movie of the musical of the book. It's like, no, with most adaptations, you have so many, starts off as a book and then becomes a musical and then becomes a movie, go through every medium. But yes, with this
So who wrote the musical?
So this musical has been written and directed by Sharmini Kumar, who wrote the lyrics, and the music has been composed by local composer Daniel Hernandez. So I've worked with Sharmini before on previous projects. Sharmini's probably what I'd call a local Austen authority, has worked a lot in academic works on Austen and has produced and adapted a lot of works of Austen.
And what about, is she involved in that festival that happens every year?
I know one of Sharmini's platforms is AustenCon, AustenCon, yes.
Because we speak to her every year.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah. Yes. So Sharmini does organise and spearhead that. I've performed at the last couple of ones of those doing little cabaret segments, which is a lot of fun. Because then I have to come in, because my field is alternative dark cabaret, and then I have to come in and talk to people who are coming for, you know, English costume drama, and just like, oh, what do I have to say to you people? It's like, it's always a fun, interesting challenge.
Yeah. So she's been working on this.
Been working on this for, I think since pre-pandemic, and then we first did readings of this show mid last year. Early to mid last year, and been in development. We originally cast it and we're going to start production on it from July onwards last year. And then, of course, with everything that happened, it got a little delayed and pushed back. So we're just excited to finally be bringing it to people so they can actually see it and react to it.
Yeah.
It'd be nice to be not doing it on Zoom.
and how, you know, like, how has it been adapted as a musical? Does it take on a serious twist or is it a little bit more cheesier?
Like most musicals, I think it has its slightly cheesy moments, but I think Sharmini has taken very sincere and often Sharmini will bring a lens to it of feminism and post-colonialist critique and has specifically invented a character for this adaptation in order to explore because, of course, it's not discussed in the original novels, but, of course, because most of the English civilization at that time was built on colonization of India and things like that. So fabrics and things were stolen from India and all their spices. Of course, all of the beautiful white linen is bathed in the blood of the people they colonized. So I know that Sharmini always likes to bring that forward, either through one of Sharmini's techniques is she'll often pick a character who was off on the sidelines in the original text and find a way to bring them more center as the outsider or the observer of the situation. So almost an audience surrogate in order for them to see the situation with fresh eyes.
Right, okay. Yeah. Oh, interesting twist on it.
Oh,
and,
yes.
And who do you play in
so
it?
In this adaptation, I play Mr. John Willoughby. So the two central characters are, of course, Marianne and Eleanor, who are the sense and sensibility of the title. Very simplistically, they're kind of the yin and the yang of what Austen is exploring in the original text, which is in a very simple way, is like the mind versus the heart. It's enlightenment versus romanticism. And so my character, John Willoughby, falls in love with Marianne, the younger sister. I don't want to spoil anyone who hasn't read the text, but it has been around for a couple of hundred years now. So, you know.
I think most people know.
Sorry, everyone. But he eventually abandons Marianne for someone who's richer.
Yep.
It's very fun playing that role, playing the Lothario, the rake, if you will. And of course, exploring that character in this context is, of course, all the characters are always focused on some level on survival, on what do I need in order to get by in this society,
which is a tough society.
It's a tough, it's,
and,
yeah.
And, you know, like the marriage thing was so critical, wasn't
it? Of course.
It?
And what we've, but of course, all the people playing female characters in this is always emphasizing, it's like, it's all about you have to marry. You have no other agency. Yeah. You have to marry rich and you have to marry well. It's like, that's your only goal. And then after that, so yeah, of course, that's about things you always have to consider. It's very mercenary. I like to think of it as, but the surface is, of course, English costume drama. Underneath it, it's Game of Thrones. It's like Rolex, fight or die.
But Jane Austen never married, though, did she?
No, famously, she was the maiden aunt.
Yeah.
No, she never married herself.
But then in her lifetime, she did become famous as a writer.
She did. At first, under pseudonyms and never under her own name, but then eventually it was revealed who she was.
Yeah.
And it's always interesting that Austen gets claimed by both conservatives and more liberal people because the way that she's describing, of course, a very conservative society, but depending on how you read it, she's undercutting it or subverting certain things. So it's always interesting the ways that, like, Austen's been claimed by both conservatives and liberal people across history. And, of course, interpretations of her work have evolved across time and different lenses being applied and things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fantastic. It sounds absolutely fantastic. And how many people are in the cast?
Say about 14, 15. Not including our little band, which is about 5 people.
Okay.
Which is but wonderful. It's been, of course, as you can imagine, a little bit tricky rehearsing under, you know, the restrictions we had the last 7 or 8 months.
Yep.
It's been wonderful being able to get in the room with everyone.
Yep.
And it's, of course, we have that question of why do you adapt a work to a musical? What does the musical form bring to it? And I only just realized it myself in the last couple of weeks where it's like actually seeing it played out in front of you is so much different to seeing it on the page, because I've been refreshing myself on the text and kind of going, oh, yeah, that's what that character's about. That's what that character is. Of course, you get Austen's viewpoint on that character. But then seeing that person put in front of you reacting to the situation and you go, oh, that's what it's actually like for you. That's what it's like being in this situation. And of course, with the musical element being brought to it, it's just like, mainline the emotion straight to the heart. Mm. Like when some of our actors open their mouth and sing, I just just start bawling. It's like, oh, you had to bear so much, you poor thing.
Yeah. And so hopefully this will be picked up around the world, people doing productions of it.
Fingers crossed, hopefully. Yeah. That's what you want, just going into the TV equivalent of syndication, just being played out everywhere.
Yeah, fantastic. Yeah. So, okay, it's down at Theatre Works.
Down at Gasworks Arts Park. Oh, sorry. it's all right, Theatre Works is just around the corner here,
and I'm
so
pointing
it
to Gasworks, and I said Theatre Works.
It's all right.
And it's on from the 16th of March to the 20th, yes. So it's a fairly short season.
Fairly short season, so get in and get your tickets.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Moving into the big time at the big theatre at Gasworks Art Park, so right. It's going to be wonderful.
Brilliant.
All of our big cast being able to, big space to move around.
Yeah, fantastic. Bradley, thank you so much for coming in today.
Oh, thank you all so much for having me.
Pleasure.
Thanks so much. We're talking to Bradley Story here on Joy 94.9, Sunday Arts Magazine.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.